Well, it's alright, we'll let you out, then you're alright. Yes, we're in Simply Christmas shop. The lady's upset because she got caught between two doggies. Well, it's a very unusual phenomenon. It probably never happened to you again in your life, so you should be grateful.
Oh, what are we looking at? She
no, I'm joking. What?
Christmas crackers.
Have we got any good ones?
We are.
It smells of Christmas. I need to take a photo of it. In fact, I'm going to stop now and we can take a photo.
What are they?
In this Christmas shop, there's a photo included, which is of a Christmas tree in the middle of it that's about 8 feet high.
Oh, cool.
And there's tinsel all around us. It's a real Christmas tree. There's lots and lots of tinsel and stuff, and it sort of smells like Christmas.
It does.
Well, you know, eyes full of tinsel and fire, that kind of...
What's that?
Plasticky...
Magic snow.
How does that work, then?
Watch it expand before your very eyes. Looks like real snow.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but how do you ever get rid of it out of your carpets?
Add water.
Was it add water?
No, I'm not buying tap like that.
Oh, so I put it with water and it expands.
Yeah.
And then you put it round your mantelpiece and places like that, or
yeah.
Is mantelpiece an old fashioned word these days?
No. I
could read it. This isn't very Christmassy.
No.
This
Yeah, it's one of these pop up shops, isn't it? What else is there for us to have a look at? Christmas crackers for $7.99 with not much
in.
Is that
the most expensive Christmas crackers they've got? $7.99,
yeah. I don't know. It seems to me like it's just all sorts of...
We didn't have chance.
Well, we not exactly...
We're not buying any more dough.
Were we not exactly, like, impoverished?
You what? Oh, right. yeah, well, that's just...
Well, there is that. Yeah.
Next year.
So is there, there's nothing I can think of. Oh, some crackers at the top here, some ones higher up.
We're just looking at Christmas crackers.
Oh, we like good ones, though.
Well, I don't want any cheap, nasty.
Yeah, we sell Tom Smith Christmas crackers.
Oh, right.
So they're like really, really good quality ones. Yeah. You get 12 in a box, $7.99.
Yeah.
And Tom Smith is like the queen has Tom Smith crackers.
Is it?
Oh, $7.99?
Yep.
Uh-huh. I wonder what she has in her crackers.
If you look at the back of these, well, I'll tell you what's in them.
Yeah.
There is pens, little games, little packs of cards, little shoehorns, little paper clips. These ones are quite nice. They're silver in colour.
Okay.
These ones are what, 6 in a box for $7.99.
Okay.
These ones are a bit, these are the sort of more expensive. Ones.
I will get some actually as it goes.
And they're on offer. You can have 2 boxes.
Oh, okay.
For $15.
Yeah, one box.
We only needed one, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, well, go with those ones.
We will go with these ones. Okay. Thank you. That was a quick sale. Yay. Well done for that.
There you go.
Yeah. Cool. We've got a box of crackers.
No, I'm not. We needed a box of crackers.
We do.
But I must admit, I tend to look for sort of 20 quid price tags on crackers.
I'm yet to buy it. I'm yet to find crackers which all contain
stuff that you go, oh, do you know what? That's all right. That's so useful.
Yeah.
I would use a pen, though, to be fair, I suppose.
Yeah. No, there is a pen. And, the contents may vary slightly, but it's a kind of good stuff.
You sounded like terms and conditions, lady, then.
Yeah.
Contents may vary. Please see Patrick.
What do you do for the rest of the year when you're not selling
I was going to say, this is one of these pop-up shops, isn't it?
It says, Tom Smith on these crackers.
Yeah, yeah.
It is by appointment to Manchester
Queen. Oh, nice.
Supplies of Christmas crackers since 1847.
I wonder what was happening then.
And on the story is the history of Tom Smith. Have you ever heard of that? He invented, he brung over the Christmas cracker from France.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah. That's the story. And on the
Look at you. I'm impressed with you. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, well, whatever, I'm impressed.
My job. I'm Christmas elf.
Yeah, but you deserve your job.
Christmas elf.
What do you do in the summer?
I work at the coast in a coffee shop.
Oh, fantastic.
Very seasonal.
Yeah.
Seasonal work.
Brilliant. I love that. I love that. Seasonal. Thank you.
Right.
Really appreciate that. What are we doing
there?
There
you go, Christmas crackers.
I'm recording still.
So That's am good. I.
Oh.
Yay. Cool.
Advent.
Yeah.
Hoping to see what's inside of food.
Christmas crackers.
She's a cracker.
Ta ta!
Bye. We're about to continue in the Christmas shop that we're in.
Right, I'm in a Christmas shop.
Yes, still.
In Christmas shops or under Christmas trees, often you get
things that do things.
Ready? I'm in front of some weird. What's that? What is
Christmas
it?
Christmas tree.
One's a Christmas tree. What's on your side? Reindeer.
Reindeer. Rudolph. Ready?
Ready.
So two of them off at once.
Oh, it didn't work. Hang on.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no, they're giving keys.
Look. You can't stop it now, mate. Oh, oh.
This spins and like goes round and round and round and round, and now it's going to dance.
That sounds weird. A weird kind of stereo. It's like that stereo you get in films, isn't it? Oh, they're going out of sync.
And they're in different keys.
Oh, oh my goodness.
And it spins around. It's kind of freaky looking, actually. Let me see that one.
That is terrible. The worst kind of sound sampling I've ever heard in my life. You having a lie down? No, oh my goodness.
One looks at things like this in shops. I don't actually.
It's very surreal. They've gone really out of sync. So at the moment, I'm surrounded with Bing singing behind me. And then these jingle bells, snowmen, reindeer singing to my right and left, respectively. My goodness, I think it's time to make an exit.